Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
2016 proved to be a decent year for the airline industry. Total departures rose to about 35 million globally, and operating profits ticked up to around $60 billion from $58 billion the previous year. That's according to the International Civil Aviation Organization. For consumers, though, the year was mixed with additional fees and delays. So, what to expect this year? Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal has been looking into this, and he joins us now. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what's new this year when you fly?
What's new this year? Well, you're going to be able to continue to find low fares, it appears. But what you get for those low fares, that's what appears to be changing. That a number of the major airlines now are matching what some of the really low discount fare airlines like Spirit Airlines and others of that ilk are doing and taking away things that we, you know, that they call perks, we would sort of many people consider essentials. So, you know, it's going to be a great year in terms of getting, you know, options for low price tickets. But in terms of the comfort on board, that's where things may be continuing its downward slide.
In other words, the cheapest ticket that you find may not actually mean the most savings because you're going to have to pay some fees for things that you might not have thought they would take away from you.
Well, exactly. For example, the overhead bin. Do you ever think about having to pay for that space up
right
there? Well, several airlines are already doing that. And in fact, United Airlines, as part of their rollout of basic economy, they're planning to charge for that space. You're going to have to, you know, check. You're gonna, just like when you pay to check a bag, if you have your credit card or if you have status, then you can be saved from that. But that's one of the things that, you know, you can't just count on having, you know, having that space for free or having being gate checked. You know, you get your bag, as long as you get your bag to the gate, then, you know, they'll check it and you won't have to pay anything. No, that that perk is going away. At least at United, American Airlines is making changes to its policy, but we don't have the details on that yet.
And American and Delta are planning to launch new categories for travel called premium economy, which is something that exists already on United. What is there anything different about what American and Delta are doing there?
Well, indeed, it makes a bigger difference if you're flying internationally. There, it's like a separate category. You've got your business class, first class. Now you'll have premium economy, where the seats will be different. You'll have the curtains that separate you from the schlubs that sit in basic economy. You'll get meals. You'll get other treats that those in the back don't enjoy, and you'll have to pay more for it.
I remember Jerry Seinfeld in an episode of Seinfeld saying to the stewardess while sitting in first class that curtain is no security. There really should be a locking door between first and coach.
And they had warm cookies up there.
That's right.
That really upset him.
Well, quickly, Jason, what about delays? Some things happening there, too.
Well, right. I mean, as last week you had those major delays caused by computer malfunctions,
right,
and there may be more of those ahead because the systems are becoming growingly complex, especially with more mergers going on. And you also, at the government level, they're still operating on really antiquated technology, and those upgrades haven't been made yet. So
right,
we may see more outages and those kinds of delays in the future.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, as we hear here the theme song from Airplane. Jason, thank you.
Thanks a lot.